tape on this, and so it looks like we're going to make this a two-tape series for sure. But I want to go ahead and wrap up just to respect everybody's time. Golly, I got an email from Ralph. He said he's getting emails streaming in from everybody saying what a fantastic call. And my response back to him was these three guys did a fantastic job. So I want to kind of give you guys a hand. Thank you for sharing your secrets with the team. I've found that's what leaders do. They share the secrets with the team, and they do that because they want to help the team. They're unselfish people, and that's one of the big reasons that they are so successful. And so, yes.
I want to say one other thing here that I didn't say that I did. I just had to think about it here. But before I go into the numbers or after I've showed them the sheet, I've got both my applications there, and before I ever really start talking, I take both applications, open the first one up, and I take about 30 seconds to wipe the crease out of it so it stays open. Then I pick the other one up, do the same thing, and then I stagger them where they can see the first name on one, the second name on the other, and they know immediately that we're fixing to fill out applications.
But you know what, John told me he did that, and I started doing that as well. I kind of incorporated that, and it does subliminally. They know they're going to be doing an application.
They know exactly what's fixing to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm very methodically, very slowly wiping that crease out, and I'm just getting ready to fill it out, and I leave it where they can watch it. Sometimes they look over at it as we're talking, but they know exactly what's fixing to happen in the room.
Mm.
Okay.
That's strong. I mean, all I can say to that is, guys, you just heard three of the best in the country, and next week we'll have three more of the best in the country. But all I can say is, you know, this call was fantastic. There are a lot of people who have gotten a lot from it, but it will not matter how great this call was if you don't make the changes to your presentation, you don't make the changes to you. We talk a lot about that. Work on your circle. Work inside that circle. That's where you are. Don't blame anything but yourself if you miss a sale, and you'll figure out how to fix it. We realized that yesterday in sales meeting. John was talking about some of these things he says to overcome the objections. He designed those things. He practiced those things. He came up with those with the presentation based on objections he was getting. Rather than blaming the client or blaming the lead or blaming the product, he blamed himself, and he figured out what he could do to not get that objection anymore, and that's what top producers do. So, guys, again, I want to thank you from everybody on the team. I know we have it blanked out, so not everybody can say thank you, but thanks for sharing your secrets with the team. I know there's some people that are indebted to you now, and I'm certain that they will let you know that. But appreciate you. And, guys, I want to introduce properly our guest that we have today. Let me ask this. Michelle, did you join us? I don't hear Michelle. That's no problem. It was kind of a last-minute request of her, and I apologize for that in advance. But we have two guests on here today that were part of the top 10 in the month of July. The first one is Angie Wilson. Angie is now an integral part not only of the Simpson organization but of the Wallace team specifically. And in the final hours, in the fourth week of July, Angie ended up coming in with $29,465 of annual production in 1 week, and that put her in the fourth position for the month. So Angie is fairly new to the Fitz Group organization and has not been with us. Maybe this is her second full month with us, but already in the top, now number four in the on the leaderboards. We also have Vern Geyer, no stranger to this conference call, no stranger to as a guest. Vern, we all call him Uncle Vern because he's his manager's uncle. figure that one out. But he's on the Jim Richter organization, the Jim Richter team, and Uncle Vern is everybody's uncle in the Dallas sales meeting here, and we love Vern dearly. And Heather has coined Uncle Vern for a long time, and I think she said this about John Harkey as well, but that they are Mr. Consistent, and really she says that a lot about Uncle Vern, Mr. Consistent. And let me read out his numbers each week for the month of July. The first week of July, he came out with $3,500 of annual production. The second week of July, almost $12,100. The fourth week of July, right at $4,000. And the fourth week of July, $5,400 of annual production. So for the month, finished off at $23 short of having $25,000 exactly for the month. So congratulations, Uncle Vern. I've asked these two to come on today and join us and kind of continue on what we started last week in talking about the in-home presentation. We've got recordings now of phone calls, and we've got recordings of some in-home presentations. But I wanted to hear from these two producers as well, because it bears listening to one more time, and I think it'll wrap up the tape very nicely. But why don't we just start in order of how you appear on the leaderboard. So I'm going to start with Angie. Angie, you listened to the call last week, I know, because you listen to every call. Tell us basically what you do in the home. Tell us, you know, from when you park your car at the curb until you finish filling out the application. Tell us what you do. Angie?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I figured out how to mute it. Okay, call Michelle and she should be joining too. So.
Oh, great. Great.
All right. Thank you very much for inviting me to be on this call. I'm honored.
Absolutely.
Like you said, I do listen to all the calls, and so I have to give credit there where it's due. I just kind of borrow from everybody and use that. So I've learned from long-term learning. What I do is when I drive up, I do look around trying to find something to compliment them on, because you want to make them feel comfortable when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walk up to the door, I knock on the door and I say, you know, hi, I'm Angie, and I'm here to meet with you and, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, whoever you are. And so I tell them, usually I can find something out in the yard to compliment them on. A funny example is this person had a sticker. It was a, you know, a lower class neighborhood, if you will, and they had a sticker on their window that said, "Watch out, I'm naked from the bottom down." And I thought that was really funny. And so I just laughed at him. I'm like, I don't know if I want to come in, you know, I saw your sticker. And he just laughed so hard, you know, told me how I got there, and it was, you know, so it broke the ice immediately. And I walk in, and I always, I've learned from the masters that you should, you know, take control, and that you should try to get to the kitchen table if at all possible. So I go in, and I ask, can we sit at the table, because I have a laptop, and, you know, I need to put it down there. And then we get started, basically. I kind of put the lead in front of them, and I say, okay, well, this is what you filled out, and I'm just going to go over and remind you of everything that's on there. I am going to start, I've learned from Robert Wallace, I am going to start in, you know, asking them what exactly did entice you to fill this out. The last one I had where I went round and round like Ian did, where it took us an hour and a half, and it's like, okay, well, why exactly did you fill this out, you know? And so that's how I've learned that the hard way. I've learned a lot the hard way, actually. And so starting to ask them what exactly, you know, was it that enticed you about this, and what can we do to help you?
Right.
Go over everything with them, and then I just go into the numbers. I've learned also from John. I talked to him, picked his brain, because I was having some trouble on interviews, and so I started saying things like, you know, I'm not here to tell you anything, and you can't buy anything today, and this is what's going to happen. You know, one of three things: you will either be approved with no questions, or they may have some more questions and they may need to talk to you, the insurance company, or you may be declined. And if that's the case, I do have some other companies to work with. I do let them know up front that I'm with a company where we pulled together, a group of agents got together. I don't use Walmart. I usually say something like, you know, like buying power, like Sam's and Walmart or something like that. I'll just say Walmart. But John uses Walmart. It works fine. That does set them at ease. The big one that I got last at the end of last month, that's what I did. I told them up front that way. And they didn't ever say they wanted to shop. And I, you know, I gave them quite a big amount. Mm. And actually, the two of them almost came to $26,000 by themselves.
So, wow.
You learn to listen. I guess the advice that I would have on that is I learned to really listen to what they're saying. In the conversation, whenever I gave those two people, when I gave them the amount, Dr. Gray said to me, so what would it be annually? Well, I picked up on that immediately. Well, first of all, I found out that he was a doctor. I do try to find out in the beginning, too, what they do up front through the small talk. You know, what kind of work do you do? Okay, and they tell me, and they love to talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves. I've learned to keep my mouth shut and let them talk. They don't care about me. They care about themselves, you know.
That's right.
And they want the bottom line, so they want you to. They don't want you to play too much, don't talk too much. But, you know, if you can get them telling you about themselves, then that helps you to know what kind of product to talk to them about, because I'm getting a lot of people that have had issues that they can't qualify for HomeCertain, and that helps up front. If I'm going to go in, I don't want to talk to them about HomeCertain, and I don't do it on the phone. I don't do a phone interview, so I don't know anything when I'm walking in.
Mm.
So, found out a lot about Dr. Gray ahead of schedule, so I took down all his information, and, you know, in his case, it was heart issues. That helped a lot, so I didn't waste time on HomeCertain. So, and that's just a little tidbit there. I give them the numbers, I sit back, I've learned from Chris White that you just tell them the amount and you just sit back and wait for them to acknowledge which one that they want to do, you know. A lot of times I will give them an option of 20 years or 30 years. And I do teach them about, you know, if you do the 20 years, you know, with the return of premium, you're going to be able to pay off the house if you like. I don't try to make you rich, but I know that you're going to be able to get this money back if you don't use the product, so, hey.